So nobody tells you about being a one-man show. I was severely misled on how many times I would have to walk across the room and push a button on a camera. Hey everybody, Todd B here, and I want to jump into today's lesson in just a second. It's going to be we're taking our group of ideas on our books, and we're going to cut them out and find the best one. Now remember, I want to state this again. We're doing creating and then cutting. Creating and then cutting. Whenever you create, you're doing so freely. That's what we did in the last lesson. Right now, you have to be absolutely ruthless in your cutting. This is something I learned a long time ago when I was in the news industry. I would come in with this big piece. It's like, wow, I wrote 1,000 words. And they were like, cool, make it 275. And I had to like cut all that down to the bare bones so that we could tell the story and fit it in the newspaper. I had to get over losing my words and killing my darlings really quickly. I suggest, man, that sounds harsh. Sorry. I suggest you do the same if we were going to actually write this book that we all want you to write. Okay, so let's take a look at the great book ideas. Oh, I wrote this down. This was a good line. Whenever you create, do so freely. Whenever you cut, do so ruthlessly. Did I say that? I don't know. It sounded so good, I wanted to say it again. So we're going into the video here, and here's my list of book ideas, right? So what I'm gonna do here, I'm back in Workflowy. I'm just gonna copy all these. I'm gonna hop back into our big list, right? I'm gonna jump into day two, decide which book to start writing first. All right, so I got my book here. I got all my books ideas. Oh, one was the creative curse. Guys, why didn't anybody tell me I didn't actually have 12? All right. So, I got 11 ideas. That's still pretty good, guys. It's still pretty good. All right. So, what we're going to do is go in here and we're going to try to answer some questions to decide what book we want to be writing right now. Okay. You got a bunch of ideas in front of you. You got a bunch of ideas on your paper, in your notebook, wherever it is. Probably an issue is if you have too many decisions to make, you're not going to write any of the books. So, let's ask some questions, decide which book we want to write first, right? The first question is, does this fit in my goals? Right? I said what my goals in the last video, I said one of my goals was to create more impact, right? To try and reach further with what I was doing. So realistically, okay, I'm looking down through this. This was my memoir idea, talking about some of the loss. If I'm looking to get more impact kind of in the niche that I wanted to be doing, I'm actually gonna scratch this off the list right now. Toggle that up to show completed. Scratching that off the list right now. Wait, what? Oh, wait. Oh, I know. I know what I did. Boom. Scratching it off the list right now. That's no good. This one right here, secret Excel shortcuts. I dabble in Excel. Obviously, that's going off as well. I am sort of an expert at golf and a fairly good expert at being terrible at golf. But again, impact-wise, not the kind of impact I'm looking for. I'm going off of that right now. So again, you're asking yourself these questions. What are your goals right now? Are you trying to find a publisher? Are you trying to self-publish your own book? Are you trying to start a business? Right? So let's say you're a video editor. Why don't you write the book on how to create your first speaker reel and then tell everybody everything you know and then get the clients that come on the back of that? If you're a lawyer, write about avoiding DUIs and then get all the clients who come to you from that. This is one of the beauties of writing a book and using it as a business card is you instantly have infinite content. It's just what are you going to write to get your foot in the door, right? Maybe you're trying to write an expert guide and you could sell it for like $40 to $100. These are real things. Oh, I have an example right here. I'm gonna pull this up. We're doing it on the fly. Photoshop. Let's see. See if my guy's still here. I'm gonna cut all this if it's not. Maybe. Oh, you guys get to find out the quirks about my computer now. That's cool. Let's see. All right. Yeah, so take a look at this guy. Okay. Amazon or Adobe Photoshop Elements 2019. Price 99.99. I don't know why I can't say numbers like a regular bro. Oh, that's the disc. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, book. We're doing it on the fly. You know what? We're just doing it. We're doing it, and you're gonna have to. This is the lesson. You're gonna appreciate this in a minute. All right, but watch this. Okay, so here's my guy, Jeff Carlson. Right? He's a designer. He writes books. He has this book called Adobe Photoshop Elements 2019, selling for $50. a book is selling for $50. Now, if you're like me, you look at that and that blows your mind because you're like, how, it's just paper. How could a book be $50? Well, because it's an expertise, right? You have an expertise on your own. If you write something like this that's highly specialized for a specific industry, if you work in the designing field, maybe you write this book, but it's Illustrator. Maybe you write this book, but it's Excel. Maybe you write this book, but it's Skype or Zapier or Xero or any kind of online tool, right? The master guide is worth a lot of money to most people. This book right here can make someone a career in Adobe Photoshop, right? But here's the real beauty of it. This book sells for $50. Yeah, that's great. What do you think the 2018 version sells for? By this simple tweak, like this guy's a genius because he's in a software that always updates, and so he can always write new versions. Making sure I'm still recording, I'm like paranoid now. He's always writing new versions, and he's always relevant because he has this right here. I just wanted to sway over to that angle real quick so that you could see how that's like, right? So that's the Photoshop example. So again, as you're trying to decide what to cut, always, always, always. What are my goals? What are my goals? What are my goals? Think about that as you continue to cut this list. The second thing you want to ask is, does this book idea fit into my passion slash expertise slash market Venn diagram? So I think I picked this up from Michael Hyatt a while ago, but the ideal book and the ideal product or job or anything is the one that fits, you know, the three circles, fits with your passion and you have an expertise around it and there's a market that really wants it. So I'm gonna look over this a little bit. This right here, you know what? I think I'm probably passionate about this, and I think I may have some pretty good expertise. I could practice and get the rest of it, but I'm gonna cut it as well because I don't think there's that big of a market for it, right? I don't think it fits in that diagram. And what we're doing here is using the questions as a guide to tell us what we should be writing right now. The more of these questions you answer yes to, the more likely it is that that's the book you want to write right now, right? Okay, so that's the passion expertise market. So let's look a little deeper, right? Does this idea make a compelling or controversial argument? Now, this is the one where it kind of gets a little tough, right? So this one right here, how to be a good husband in the new millennium. I can see that being a potentially good book. Potentially good market. It makes a compelling argument, probably. But again, then I go back to my goals. I want to be a creative person and make impact in that area. This doesn't count. This is going off. How to get famous online? Sure, I could talk about Medium, but I don't think I can make a compelling argument that hasn't already been written, and I don't want to get too caught up in that. I think I can make a compelling argument to say, you know, I can get you there on Medium, but the other ones, famous online, Twitter, Instagram, I don't know, garbage about Instagram. I'm cutting that one too. How to sell stories creatively at a corporation. Well, you know what? This is something I'm very much an expert at. This is something I'm very passionate about. This is something the market is there for. But I'm looking at this idea right now and like, you know what? I just don't think that's it. And that doesn't sound like that's not really scientific, but you're a creative person, you understand. You're gonna look at some of the things on your list and you're gonna sit in here and go, oh, you know what? That's not it. That's not it. Marking that off the list. Trust your gut whenever you go into this. I'm not writing my questions down, but they're in your workbook, so I don't need to. All right, let's see what we got left. So I've got this vague idea on journaling. And then I've got tragic creatives. Why do artists kill themselves? So this is something that's obviously big to me. I've got AI and creative people. I think there's a big market for that. And how to self-publish your first book. Now, this is going to get harder as you go along, right? It gets harder and harder to cut. I'm looking at this going, you know what? I don't think I can write this book very quickly. I don't think my expertise is there. I think the passion's only halfway there. I'm knocking that off the list. And it's not really part of my goals right now. Tragic creators, why do artists kill themselves? This is one, you know what? Let's move along to the last question. Is this book idea something my target customer wants to read? Now, you can make the argument that someone in my target customer range, like I'm looking at creatives, I'm looking at writers. Of course, you know, they might want to read this kind of book, but what I have in mind for this book is largely more intellectual. Right, it's a huge book. It would take a lot of research. It would be a whole thing. as my wife said. I'm looking at that in my list left here, and I'm going to mark that off too, because I don't think, where I am in my career right now, I don't think this is the book for me. Crossing that off the list. Journaling, this is too vague. I think it's too shallow. It's not really something my target customer would want to read, because I don't have people asking me about journaling a whole lot. I don't have people asking to get better at that process. I don't think there's a big market for it. So I'm going to cross that one off too. And that leaves us with this. How to self-publish your first book? Question mark? Probably I won't leave that on the cover. But that's the book that I'm choosing to go through this example with. I think it's I think I'm passionate about it. I know I've done it before. I have all the details around it. So I'm going to take this book and go forward through the outlining process with it, because I think right now this is a great one for me. That gets me to your homework here, which is to go through the workbook. You'll see me make this a lot. I don't know where this comes from. Your homework today is to go through the workbook and answer each question that we just discussed for the book, right? Look in the workbook and decide which of your 10 plus ideas is the best one to write right now. Now, remember, you're gonna panic. Don't panic. You can write plenty of books in your life, and you probably will. What I want you to do is decide the one you should be writing right now. That doesn't mean you're saying no to all these other ideas. It means you're saying, maybe later, sweetheart. So go through your homework, find that one idea, and then in the next lesson, we're gonna start to take our book idea and really flesh out what's in there so that we can start to get a little more meat and a little more ideas around the book and what we can do with it. I'll see you in the next video.